Obviously, those insurance risks are increasing all the time, which leads me nicely on to another story that does have an air cargo impact, which is the turn of events in the Middle East. In the last podcast, we reported how the Houthi rebels have expanded their zone of operations, or were threatening to expand their zone of operations. Since then, things have deteriorated. Iran has directly attacked Israel, which is a massive ramping up the conflict. Retaliation is expected. In fact, it's been promised. Iranian national forces also seized an MSC chartered vessel, the 15,000 TU Madeira flagged vessel Ares. This happened in the Straits of Hormuz on the basis of the ship's alleged links to Israel. Now, the vessel's owner is Zodiac Maritime, which, although UK-based, is controlled by Israel's Offer family, big ship owners. As Lodestar managing editor Gavin Van Maal reported, all of this raises the prospect of Iran effectively cutting off Dubai, as well as the Arabian Gulf gateway ports such as Dammam in Saudi Arabia, Qatar's Hamad port, and Iraq's Umm Qasr, all of which had recent vessel calls at the MSC Ares before it was seized by Iran. Now, Dubai has been playing a huge role in helping shippers from places such as India get to market quicker via its vast array of sea air options and role as a global freight hub. Alex, the temperature down in the Middle East keeps going up, doesn't it? What a tragic mess it is.
Oh, Mike, it's terrible, isn't it? First of all, our thoughts are with the 25 seafarers who are now captives. I mean, everything seems to be getting a bit more dangerous. Last week, we published an International Maritime Bureau report on the increasing dangers from pirates as well. The report wrote about two hijackings by Somali pirates in Q1. Somali pirates freed the Bangladesh-flagged bulk carrier Abdullah, which was hijacked last month, indicating that the $5 million ransom had been paid. So if a ransom has been paid, there is a chance, of course, we'll see more of this. And as for Dubai, it means carriers of all types, containers, tankers, bulkers, they may have to rethink their Arabian Gulf networks. And that, of course, is going to change sea air links via Dubai, perhaps. Dubai Europe volumes were up 114% in week 14, that's according to World ACD, compared with a year ago. A lot of that's sea air volumes. So if that trade is choked up, we're going to see even more pressure on rates out of Bangladesh and India into Europe. And those were already up 150% year on year. And as we've reported quite a bit recently, there are some bottlenecks in India.
And of course, just to complicate things further, Iran's attack on Israel and the expectation of a response has prompted carriers to cancel some service and or reroute other services to avoid Iranian airspace. For European carriers, this is getting very difficult now, given that Russian airspace has also been closed to them since 2022.
The world's getting so complicated, Mike. Yeah. So carriers rely on Iranian airspace as a vital crossing for the Asia-Europe trade. So there's concerns now that that airspace closure would create much more bottlenecks on that route. Mark Zee, founder of airspace monitoring company OPS Group, he told Reuters that carriers on the Asia to Europe trade would be restricted to two viable alternative routes, either through Turkey or via Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Air India's told the Lodestar that there will be longer routes now avoiding Iranian airspace, which will impact the trade. Air India has cancelled flights to Tel Aviv as well because of the drone attack. Carriers are now suspending flights again to Israel. Lufthansa Cargo, I think, has also suspended some flights. So, yeah, it's pretty difficult out there, Mike.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.